For some sports fans, this is the best month of the year. Five teams officially qualified over the weekend for the 65-team NCAA men's basketball tournament. The entire schedule will be announced this coming Sunday. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Still have one team unbeaten.
And it's St. Joseph's University of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A little tiny school, 3,800 students. They play in the Atlantic 10, and they have the best backcourt in the country, led by their national player of the year, as far as I'm concerned, Jameer Nelson. And what's neat about this story, Bob, is, as I said, it's a smaller school. They have a coach, Phil Martelli, who takes basketball seriously but doesn't take himself seriously. In fact, he might be competition for you. He hosts a very entertaining television show. He does an opening monologue. He's got an Ed McMahon guy. Ed Rendell, the governor of Philadelphia, governor of Pennsylvania, former mayor of Philadelphia, begged to be on the show because he's a basketball fan and because it's so entertaining. So the Hawk, we hope, will not die and will go all the way to the Final Four.
Well, it looked like Stanford was going to go undefeated in the regular season.
It did. The difference between Stanford and St. Joe's is you could see the pressure of being undefeated was starting to get to them the last couple weeks. They had a couple miracle escapes, hit a 35-footer at the buzzer to win one game, scored 7 points the last 20 seconds to win another, and finally lost to Washington on Saturday night. But they will still be a number one seed, even if they lose a game this week in their conference tournament.
What about surprise teams?
I think you've got to start with the Air Force Academy. They have not had a winning season since 1978, and they're 22-5 and won the Mountain West Conference, which is a very good basketball conference that they were thrown in by the school because they wanted to play football with those teams, Utah, Brigham Young, New Mexico. And Joe Scott, who played at Princeton, coached there under Bill Carmody, runs the Princeton offense with all those backdoor cuts and three-point shots, and they don't have a player over 6'7". They've run it to perfection. He's got to be the national coach of the year.
Can't have seven-footers at the Air Force Academy.
No. And they, as I said, nobody over 6'7" in the starting lineup, and they won the Mountain West Conference by two games, which is a remarkable feat for them.
What did you like in the weekend action? East Tennessee State was first into the tournament, I think.
They were the first in. Princeton is in again from the Ivy League, coached by John Thompson III, son of John Thompson. Vermont, wonderful comeback story. They lost the league's player of the year in the America East, Taylor Coppenrath, 3 weeks ago, and yet they've made it back to the America East final for the second year in a row. And Lehigh, a team that 2 years ago won five games altogether, won its 19th game, and they're in the Patriot League final next week.
Is there a sappy story yet, or is it too early in the proceedings?
Well, we're working on our sappy stories, but I've got one potentially for you to watch tonight. Central Connecticut State, which was a number 7 seed in the Northeast Conference, has won two games. They play in their championship game tonight. And also Mount St. Mary's, which hadn't made the Northeast Conference tournament for the last 3 years, won their last three games to qualify, and their students stormed the court screaming, "We're number 8, when they won the game to qualify for the conference tournament.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose upcoming book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.